Welcome to another Marvel podcast. My name is Drew Gretch, and today we're talking about the big game spot, this new 30-second little teaser we got for Moon Knight. It's going to be a shorter podcast, but yeah, we just dropped the Doctor Strange one in the feed yesterday, so you guys can go and listen to that. This is a big one, you know, Professor X returning, but we still got, you know, some stuff on Disney Plus. That side of the MCU is still going to be thriving for several years to come, at least. And this next series is coming up. Moon Knight starts streaming March 30th. It's Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. So close. We're like about a month and a half away. You know, we are exactly like a month and a half away from this series premiere. I think we're like 5 weeks from tomorrow. I'm recording Sunday, but it's going to drop on Tuesday. But yeah, so right here, the show does have a landing page on Disney Plus. So you cannot watch the show yet, not until March 30th. But if you go to Disney Plus and search for Moon Knight, you will see something. So what this reveals is essentially the show is rated TV-14. No one had any doubts about that. No one had doubts about that. You can do a lot with TV-14. You can do a lot with TV-14. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had a lot of blood, a lot of throat cutting, a lot darker themes. That was the show was TV-14. Always TV-14. So what this just means is that there is not going to be buckets and buckets and buckets of blood in every scene. It is what that means, that it's TV-14, not rated mature. And there's also not going to be F-bombs dropped every 5 seconds. And you won't see full-on sex scenes where they show everything in every episode. That's what that means when it's TV-14. You don't have that. So I don't see that as a problem. Some of you might see it as a problem. And I would urge you to go and see someone about that you think a Marvel show needs to have buckets of blood, graphic cursing, and graphic sex, then I urge you to go see a therapist. But yeah, so the official synopsis is out. Mild-mannered Stephen Grant has dissociative identity disorder and shares a body with a mercenary, which we knew that. There we go. That's a one-sentence synopsis. I've added the show to my watch list. Can't wait for it. It's going to be awesome. March 30th. Okay. But let's get on into this here. New little TV spot. As you guys know, I'm just going to play the whole thing through and we'll dissect this whole thing frame by frame. So here we go. Moon Knight, the big game spot.
I can't tell the difference between my waking life and dreams. It must be very difficult. The voice is in your head. There's chaos in you. Embrace it.
Yes, there's not a whole lot really here to talk about. Just some really like some quick new things. This is gonna be a much shorter podcast, guys. So obviously we get the shot right here of Steven in bed with this Rubik's Cube thing. Get this next shot of him in a prairie, it looks like. What is this thing he has in his hand right here? What is that? Let's just see. Looks like maybe some sort of, I was going to say maybe like a ring. Like there could be a ring concealed inside of it. But I mean, that's not the big thing. The big thing, of course, is this mummy with the staff. Of course, we do know that is most likely the moon god Khonshu. Maybe this right here is Mark Spector. We're seeing Mark right here and not Steven. But yeah, he's just standing right behind Oscar Isaac, whether that be Mark or it be Steven. That remains to be seen. But actually, we did get, I did talk about this on the podcast the other day in our Deadpool 2 episode. We did get a new image from, I believe it was Empire Magazine. We saw Mr. Knight, which is awesome. It's awesome. Can't believe we're going to see that in this show. So excited for it. So yeah, so this, the look of surprise on Oscar Isaac's face when he realized there's someone behind him and he looks. And then we get this shot again of him looking at maybe what appears to be a closet when he's in bed. Another shot of him in bed. Shot of him in a bathroom. And he sees a mirror, but, you know, that's not... It's him in the reflection, but it wouldn't match it this March. Here's Ethan Hawke, his character, which I believe we have a name for his character. I believe it's Arthur. Is it Arthur Caro? Caro? Oh, and by the way, that new poster that dropped during the Super Bowl. My God. That is awesome. This is a wonderful, wonderful poster. You guys know, we talk a lot. I talk a lot on this podcast about duality. No, the duality of Peter Parker and Spider-Man. The duality of Matt Murdock and Daredevil. This poster embodies that. It embodies that sense of duality. And I can't wait for it. But, okay, so Ethan Hawke's character is named Arthur Harrow. Harrow? I believe it's Harrow. So, yeah, it was close. It was one letter. He's walking with a cane. And then he shows Oscar Isaac. Let's just say Steven, because it seems like they're promoting as, like, Steven's main character. He shows Steven this, like, scale. It's like sort of judicial scale thing here. So that's what I would assume that it is. Cannot talk. Which is what I would assume that is that it is a judicial scale. Steven looks up at him. He looks at Steven. We get this shot of him. I believe this is in the museum. I honestly thought this was maybe a, like a shipping container. But then there are lights. Yeah, it seems like it's going to be, like, this spring, Marvel's going full horror. It's only darkness, because we got, from the MCU, we have Moon Knight on Disney Plus on March 30th. We have Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness in theaters on May 6th. But then we've also got, I mean, it's Marvel. But the same week that Moon Knight premieres, Morbius comes out in theaters, which is a bit more of that Venom side, which is going to be, it's going to be darker. I don't think that Morbius is going to be a horror movie. It'd be cool if it is, but I don't believe so. But yeah. Yeah. It's the shots of Steven just breaking his glass. Shots of the pyramids. I love Egypt so much. I seriously love Egypt. It's so awesome. Arthur's got a staff. I wonder if that is his... I wonder if this is the cane that we saw him with earlier. Very, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark-esque. That's what this reminds me of, is a whole lot of Raiders of the Lost Ark with maybe this, like, ancient power, Hand of God type thing. Although, I don't... Does God exist in the MCU? I feel like we talked about this super recent. No, we talked about this, like, 2 weeks ago. Does God exist in the MCU? Because, I mean, we got... And where would God rank among, like, the multiversal beings? Because God, I think, would have to be a multiversal being instead of universal. It's the thing that we've, like, established that, like, Arishem is below, like, the Watcher. I'm not saying, like, who would win in a fight, but who has the authority over who. Like, he's below the Watcher. He's below Kang. He's below, I mean, if that was indeed the Illuminati, he's below them. So, I mean, yeah, we'll see. We shall see. I don't know if we will see, actually, in terms of the whole God debate, if there are any real-life faiths that exist in the MCU, but beyond a mythological sense. Although I do think we may see some of that come into play in Ms. Marvel, maybe, with her being the first Pakistani superhero. I don't know, we could see some of that come into play, potentially. So we got some coming out of the pyramid. Right here we got some purple lightning. It's cool, we got a great shot right here of I believe, just from looking at his eye, I think it's probably Mark Spector. Getting ready to fight. This mummy suit enclosure on him, it's awesome. That's awesome. Here we go, a full shot of Moon Knight. That looks sexy. That just looks straight up sexy right there. These guys are firing at him. He jumps, and in the wind, the cape becomes a crescent moon. And I love that a whole lot. He's got his batarangs here, which are awesome. Marvel Studios, Moon Knight. And then, of course, we have the same shot of him jumping over the moon on Disney Plus. Ooh, okay. Then I told you guys this was going to be a short one, but that's going to do it today for this quick little Moon Knight little podcast here. but yeah, guys, there is so much Marvel coming soon. I can't wait for it. We got so much Star Wars coming soon also. I'm recording Sunday night, so I don't actually know if there's been a Kenobi trailer dropped since then. If there is, you guys know that's the next episode of Tusken Radio, my Star Wars podcast. I'll be back with you guys. If there is no new trailer this week, I'll be back on Friday with the review of X-Men First Class. That's right, we're going to be jumping straight on into the X-Men film, starting off with First Class. And then we'll be doing the original X-Men, and then I may shift some things around in the schedule. I may shift some things around in the schedule, because originally I was just going to do the best X-Men movies before Multiverse of Madness, and then I was going to talk about some standalone films that there are rumors that they'll show up. So like Ben Affleck's Daredevil, the Ang Lee Hulk film, the 2005 Fantastic Four series. I was going to talk about those before the movie. So instead, I'm debating whether or not we push those to after. We're still going to cover everything. I'm still going to do reviews of every Marvel movie and season of at least live action TV. Then we'll go into animation potentially, because I do want to cover the X-Men animated series before the new X-Men 97 show comes out next year. So yeah, there's so much coming from this podcast, guys. It is all going to be great. I can't wait for it. I can't wait to talk about everything that's coming soon. So yeah, Friday's podcast is indeed X-Men First Class. If you've not ever seen the film, it is streaming on Disney Plus, I believe, in all countries. Yeah. So if you're in the US or if you're anywhere else and you've not seen X-Men First Class, it is available to be seen on Disney Plus. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. I am Drew Gretsch. Follow us on Twitter at AnotherMarvelP1. My Star Wars podcast is Tusken Radio. You can go and find all our Boba Fett coverage. And until next time, guys, there's chaos in you.